Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening. Subscribe and follow the podcast. Here's the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we get set for Red October Saturday, game one. I'll be in the building doing an extra show before the game and taking in the game myself. Can't wait to be there, game one. And now we wait to find out who the Phillies play. Mets up 1-0 on the Milwaukee Brewers. The Mets obviously are now the likely team to come here to Philadelphia for game one on Saturday. We'll see, though. We'll see what goes on the next couple days. Bottom line is, though, yesterday October began, and you saw the intensity. You saw the fire in all those teams. You saw the home field advantage in San Diego. And you saw some of these teams get off to really good starts with big-time pitching with the Tigers and the Royals. And obviously what happened last night with Michael King in San Diego, and then a very scrappy Mets team scoring a bunch of runs and scratching a win out in Milwaukee. And those teams are now revved up. Just like the last couple of years, the Phillies got revved up in St. Louis with a big comeback win in game number one, and they just rolled from there. And just like last year, the Phillies got revved up by taking down the Miami Marlins. This year, it's a little different. The Phillies have the bye. And there's been concern, I would say, for a lot of people that I've talked to since around midseason or since around, you know, early in the season when the idea of winning the division really became plausible, likely, a lock for some, for me. In early June, I knew they were going to win this division. And then it became a matter of, okay, can they grab a top two seed? And as the month of September played out, it became, you know, pretty clear they were going to get a top two seed. And then they ended up number two, not number one, but it's a bye nonetheless. And there's some concern that the Phillies will come out cold, that the Phillies will have some issues the way other top teams have had issues the last couple of years since the bye format went into place. Three of the four teams to have a bye the last couple of years have struggled out of the gate, have not won. It has been a negative for some teams here, including the Atlanta Braves, the Phillies took down 2 years in a row to have the bye. There is a negative connotation to having the bye to where it becomes a detriment. And I actually think it's not going to be that. I'm not worried about the Phillies having the bye. I'm not worried about them coming out slow. I think it is a small sample of a few years of this format to where we look at it and we say, oh yeah, see, this is why you shouldn't have the bye. We're talking about four teams per year, two in each league that have the bye. Okay, the Houston Astros have done very well with the bye. The Atlanta Braves have not done as well. And I think you can go through the different teams that have struggled, and it's probably more circumstantial than it is because they were cold. Were the Los Angeles Dodgers cold last year, or did the starting pitching fail them? I think that's probably more likely. Were the Atlanta Braves cold the last couple of years? Maybe. But also they got to face Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola and Ranger Suarez and great bullpen deployment by Rob Thompson, a team that knew them very well. I think there's a lot of factors that go into it, not just, well, they were cold. Last year, the Baltimore Orioles, were they cold or did they face a really high-level wildcard team in the Texas Rangers that were actually winning their division for most of the year before falling off? What a lot of good hitters up and down that lineup. And the Orioles team was very young, as they looked young yesterday in their at-bats in big moments. You know, is it a matter of it's the format, or is it a matter of those teams just had tough days? I think that is way more likely. So I have a lot of reasons why I'm not worried about the bye, and I'm not worried about the Phillies coming out flat after it. I think it's become a story that has taken on a life of its own with such a small sample. As time goes on, you know, it's going to even out. I'll put it that way. It's going to even out. You know, how often would any team beat another team in a five-game series? Just take the bye out of the mix. You know, is it 55-45? Is it 60-40, even if it's a big gap between the two teams? It's a five-game series, a short series. It's a race of three wins. Any team can beat any team. That's what makes the baseball playoffs what they are. Now, there are some teams that learned to master October. The dynasty Yankees in the late 90s mastered the format. This current Astros team, and although they're down 0-1 right now in the wild card round, they've mastered the format, making 8 straight ALCSs. You know, most other series are just toss-ups. They all are. And it's a matter of winning two or three or four toss-ups in a row to hoist a trophy. That's the baseball playoffs. The longer the series, seven, I think, is an appropriate amount where you get the better team winning the series. It's hard to fluke seven. It's hard to fluke four wins out of seven. The strengths of the teams emerge and the weaknesses emerge, and it all kind of comes out in the wash. Five, three, certainly. Anybody can win a three-game series, and even five. So the number one reason not to worry about this layoff is the negative connotation is a very small sample. Second reason, as the Phillies get ready to conduct their simulated game at Citizens Bank Park today, as they are going to have a little split squad and play against each other and have some fun with it and keep themselves loose, is this group has experience with this. I think we forgot. Now, because they haven't won the division, they haven't been a top two seed, but they don't have experience with this particular, this one right here. But they do have experience with something that is a pretty long layoff. And that was winning the National League Championship Series in 2022 on a Sunday afternoon, a rainy Sunday afternoon. I remember it well because I was sitting outside of Philadelphia International Airport getting ready to fly to San Diego for game 6 and 7. For WIP and doing shows out there and being there for the games, when I sat in the car outside the terminal with my family and my kids, and we sat there and we listened to Bedlam at the Bank, and we listened to Bryce Harper hit the home run to give the Phillies the lead, and we listened to Ranger Suarez get the final out and put the Phillies in the World Series. And I stayed in that car, and we went back home, and I never got on that airplane. And I eventually got on one 5 days later, very early on a red eye, to fly to Houston, Texas for game one of the World Series. So I didn't go to San Diego, but I know what that layoff was like because it was a weird, long week for me, but really more importantly for the Phillies. The Phillies have done this. The Phillies won the NLCS on a Sunday. They didn't play game one of the World Series till a Friday. Now, this is a one extra day. This is Saturday. Saturday at 4 o'clock is going to be game one between the Phillies and whoever, Mets or Brewers. But this group, and it's a lot of the same group between Schwarber and between Harper and Castellanos, they have experience. They did this. Bryson Stott, JT Realmuto. And then they went out there and they won game one in Houston in what was a thrilling baseball game. Back and forth, extra innings, JT. So this group isn't totally foreign to this concept of you're not playing a competitive game for 5 days. You got to keep yourself in mind fresh. And that was, again, a little bit different. Press conferences, travel, all that kind of stuff. This one, they've been home since they got home Sunday night from Washington last series of the year. So it's different. I understand that. And there's a high you're riding from when you win the pennant and you kind of ride that out and all of a sudden you're flying on the next stop. And it kind of does it feel to them like 5 days or didn't then, as they're riding a magic carpet ride to the World Series, but it was. They had a very long layoff without a baseball game against 95-mile-an-hour pitching. They handled that well. I think they'll handle this well. Another reason to have some confidence here is I think the Phillies were really bothered, like personally bothered, by Brian Snicker's comments earlier this year that, he almost alluded to the idea that the Phillies didn't beat the Braves the last couple of years. The bye beat the Braves. The layoff beat the Braves. They were cold. They were stiff. It wasn't the Phillies. And I think the Phillies will have channeled that. I think they channeled that during the season to capture the NL East over the Atlanta Braves. I think they channeled it when they played the Atlanta Braves this year. And I also think they're going to channel it this week to stick it to Snicker again. Like, oh, yeah? You think that's why you beat us? Watch, we're going to win this thing even with this bye. We're going to do what you and your team couldn't do the last couple of years, which is take advantage of the opportunity presented to you, which is to skip a series, not have to play that wild card series, get to be at home and still win. I agree with the Phillies. It was total and complete excuse making by the Atlanta Braves, just trying to justify why they didn't play well in the biggest spot of their season because we had a layoff. No, that's not it. I mean, that is a convenient excuse. I always think winners win, losers make excuses for why they didn't. And the Braves have been losers the last couple of years in the playoffs with the bye. This year, they're going to be a loser straight out with the wild card round. Doesn't matter. They're not going deep since they won the World Series of 2021. That's the truth about the Atlanta Braves. One other thing to throw this in the mix too about this particular team. Sometimes I think we are conditioned when a team is a favorite to look for why it won't happen. When they're an underdog, we look for why not. when they're a favorite, we look for why. And it's, I think it's just a natural inclination as a fan. You know, you get behind the underdog. You believe in the underdog. You give reasons why everyone else is wrong and you're going to be right. And I think with the fit, when you have a favorite, and we have a favorite now, not maybe not the favorite, but a favorite in the National League with the Phillies as the two seed, you almost look for reasons why it's going to, the cracks in the foundation, why it's not going to work, why the thing's going to blow up on them. And I think we're missing a silver lining of this, which is for this particular team, an older team that's had some bumps and bruises along the way, this is going to be a good thing. This is going to be a good thing for Bryce Harper, who's been playing through a lot. It's going to be a good thing for Castellanos, who's played 162 games, but all 162. He could use a week off just to get his feet, out from under him before they play these games. It's a good thing for Kyle Schwarber. Hurt his elbow a couple weeks ago. Very, you know, plays a lot of games, swings hard, leadoff guy, ton of plate appearances. Get rested up, older now, over the age of 30. It's going to be good for JT Realmuto to have another nice little mini break here before the playoffs, because he's been going hard the last month, playing much better lately, coming off that knee surgery in, you know, the beginning of summer. It's going to be good for a guy like Bryson Stott, who's played a lot, and it feels like he wears down the end of the season. Same thing with Alec Bohm, with that hand issue that he had to come back from. It's going to be good for Brandon Marsh. It's going to be good for Austin Hayes, who's had a lot of issues the last month between the kidney infection, not feeling well, I guess it was E. coli, now a sore back. It's going to be good for all these guys. It's a bullpen that's had a lot of, you know, important high leverage stress innings this year between Hoffman and Estevez and Strom. Give them a week. You know, view the positive of this. An old, it's not a young team. This isn't the Orioles. This isn't the Tigers. This is a team built to win now. They're an older baseball team. This will be good for their bodies as we get ready for the postseason. And the last reason to feel good and not worried about the layoff for the Phillies is, let's just go to the most recent evidence. You know, we talked about 2022 when the Phillies were in the World Series. They closed on a Sunday against the San Diego Padres and then didn't play game one until Friday night in Houston against the Astros. Well, what about just a few months ago when the Phillies had a long layoff called the All-Star Break? I know they sent a good number of players there, but a good number of players did not go. The Phillies played a game where they kind of punted on a Sunday against the Oakland Athletics. They didn't play their next game until Friday night against the Cleveland Guardians, or excuse me, against the Pittsburgh Pirates in Pittsburgh. That was that weekend series there. They lost that game, but they scored seven runs. They scored seven runs. And I think when you think about Russ, we're thinking probably offense. I think that's kind of the large and bulk of the worries, the offense. Not so much the pitching, but the offense. Well, the Phillies had an All-Star break where a lot of their players obviously were not there. The majority were not there, even though a ton were. And they came out of the gates, and they scored seven runs on a Friday night against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They ended up scoring 14 for the weekend, an average of just under five per game, which is where they were anyway over the bulk of the season. It made no difference to their offense. This is what they were. It's who they were. It's who they were on most nights, about a 4.7 run per game offense. And if they're that in the playoffs, if they get good pitching, they can absolutely win the World Series. Stop worrying about the layoff. Stop worrying about rest for an older team. Stop worrying about a small sample size that we have not even had enough years. We haven't had 5 years of this format to draw real conclusions. It's all small sample. And then if it was the other way, if the bye teams had just won at the clip the non-bye teams had won, if that had been the sample the last couple of years, all we would talk about is you need the bye, you need the bye, it's the ticket to the World Series. And we know it's not. There is no direct correlation. It is a tournament. Baseball, the more teams they let in, makes it more like hockey, where there really is no rhyme or reason. The number one seed is not guaranteed anything besides a shiny record in the months between April and September. It means nothing. It's all about now. It's all about the postseason. The Phillies get to skip around. We don't have to be about pins and needles today like Brewers fans are. We don't have to be about pins and needles today like Orioles fans are. We don't have to be about pins and needles like Astros fans and Braves fans today, knowing our season could end. We get to sit back, put our feet up, rest those vocal cords, and get ready to light Citizens Bank Park up on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Whoever it is, whether it's the Mets, whether it's the Brewers, it doesn't matter. It's going to be an electric atmosphere. And I'm here to tell you, don't let the bye, don't let the time off be a negative thing. It is a positive thing for the Phillies. I'm not worried about that at all. If they don't hit, it's because they face a good pitcher. They've had plenty of nights this year they didn't hit. If they hit, it's because they took good at-bats. They took good swings. They put good, you know, at-bats together and stacked them together and scored a bunch of runs. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, watch your YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Thanks so much for listening.